This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. Thank you for joining us. 646 here in Lansing. Now, let's talk about working and marriage. We know that both of those things can be stressful, but imagine combining the two. Now we're talking for a real potential recipe for disaster. So how do married couples that also work together make it work? And is it something that should be attempted only by experts? Well, to find out, I'm joined by Pat and Daniel Burke. They're authors. Their first novel, A Jarred Into Being, is available in hardback, paperback, and ebook. They're also the writers of the stage play Squirrels in the Attic. They've written 6 murder mysteries for the company Murder by Design. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Very good, and thank you for joining me. So you two work together, and you are married. So I do want to ask you, because the concept of spending time with your spouse is nice, but too much time certainly could lead to trouble. I mean, you're working, living, eating, sleeping together. When do you have time apart?
Well, Patty, you want to answer that?
I can answer that one. I make sure I keep on teaching. I teach elementary school music. So during the school year, I'm gone during the day, so that gives us some separation time. Although summers are great, I don't feel the need to separate. Actually, it's kind of fun being around.
Well, let me ask you this: when you're married, there's certainly all kinds of potential arguments there. But when it comes to work, that is a ripe environment for disagreements. How do you handle work-related arguments and how do you avoid them from getting deeply entrenched in your personal lives?
Well, when it comes to the writing, we started out with a strong foundation because we are both also actors. We do community theater, and that's how we first met. We played husband and wife on stage in the wonderful stage play Moon Over Buffalo by Ken Ludwig. And so we've been collaborating ever since. And after we got married, we started our murder mystery business, and we didn't have any murder mysteries, so we had to write them. So the two of us sat down and started to write murder mysteries, and 6 murder mysteries later, and I don't know, a couple hundred murder mysteries under our belt, I guess, I think we got the hang of it.
Do you think most couples, though, could stand being married and at the same time working with each other?
I don't. Maybe not. Maybe not. I think it takes a special mix of personalities, which Dan and I definitely are. I kind of think of us as a little bit of a yin-yang sort of situation. And we have our differences, but we try to keep the marriage part of it out of it. When we're writing and when we're collaborating and when we're acting, we're pretty professional about it, and sometimes we agree to disagree. And then if he won't come around to my side, well, then I just arm wrestle with him and throw him down to the ground, and then we move on.
Well, do you think the line of work that you're in is part of it? I mean, if you were, let's say, working in a corporate environment, mm-hmm. would this be a bit of a different situation?
I guess it would depend if we were on the same floors or not, and how close our offices were, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Michael, from my experience, in terms of a successful working collaboration with your wife, the two most important words in the vocabulary are yes, dear.
Works both ways, too.
Yes, dear. Because ultimately, I guess, like in any job environment, there is a boss, right? So I guess the question comes down to who is the boss?
Well, in this situation, because we get this question a lot, actually, and to answer your, to jump back to one of your earlier questions about could most people do this, I honestly don't know. I will tell you at a book signing that we had a few weeks back, we go by the pseudonym Pat Lawrence. And so Pat Lawrence is the author of Jarred Into Being. So at the book signing, of course, we're both there, ready to sign the book, and some people came up and they looked rather surprised that two of us were sitting there, and, well, who's Pat Lawrence? And then we explained, well, that's both of us. Mm-hmm. Pat is my wife's first name is Pat. My middle name is Lawrence, and that's where we got Pat Lawrence. And so I think we, as I recall, we did get a few comments from a few wives and then later husbands, as in, oh my goodness, I don't think I could spend that much time with him to do that. So I guess it is kind of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking to Pat and Daniel Burke, or Daniel Burke, that is. They've written six murder mysteries, including their novel, Jarred Into Being. So how many years have you two been married?
Michael, I've been six wonderful, glorious years.
I see. And and in terms of, I mean, are there points where when you're working together that there is friction, and are there effective ways that you found to reduce that?
Well, the way we work is, I use the analogy that collaborative writing is like riding a tandem bicycle. One author steers, but both authors are needed to provide the energy to move, to watch and avoid the hazards, agree on which direction to turn, and settle on the final destination. So that's how we look at it. The way we've worked on our last novel, and the murder mysteries too, one of us will start a chunk. Generally, that's me. So I'll start the first chunk of the book. We'll agree on a theme. So, for example, the overarching theme in Jarred Into Being was that each individual life is profoundly influenced by lives that intersect and surround it. So we start with that theme. I'll write the initial chunk. Now, a chunk might be a chapter, it might be two chapters, it might be four chapters, whatever feels good. And at some point, then, I send that literally, electronically, to Patty's email. And then she takes that chunk, I'll start a second chunk, mm-hmm. and she takes that first chunk and she works it. She adds, revises, she'll take things out, include things, make notes, and et cetera. When she finishes chunk number one, then we sit down and discuss it. And I'll tell you, Patricia has a wonderful way when she's reading through the material. She gets this expression on her face that I know something is wrong.
I'll say,
okay, what is it? And then she has this wonderful way of saying, well, I was just thinking that maybe, and then we go from there.
Yeah, Michael, if you'll excuse me for interrupting, sure. But I was going to say, too, the difference in our personalities and our makeup, I think, is a really big part of why we can work together so well and cooperate. And I do tend to do that. Just suggest things or say, well, maybe, I don't know, if this were me, mm-hmm. I probably would have done this. And then we talk about it.
Now, one last thing. Did working together, was that something you anticipated going into the relationship, or was that something that just evolved?
Well, as I said, we met on stage, and then we had a couple of more plays that we were in together. And so then when we got married and proposed the murder mystery business, it was just a natural evolution that we would work together on preparing the material.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Dan is very modest about his writing talents. He's always been a writer, and so it's very easy to work with him because he's just so creative.
Well, it certainly sounds like you guys have your chemistry worked out very well, and it's something that I think most of us are working on and would certainly, although from what you've said, I'd say ultimately it seems that people should be wary of working together unless they really do have kind of a natural personal chemistry.
You're probably giving some very good advice there. They should maybe test it out if they're writers on a real, real short story and see how that works first.
It sounds like a good first step. Pat and Daniel Burke, the authors of Jarred Into Being, along with six other murder mysteries for the company Murder by Design. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Michael.
Absolutely, and we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen with Emily Scarlett, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.